Okay, we're gonna get started. This should go pretty quickly. This is our last SHAP meeting of the year, so thanks everyone for being here. And as always, we will start with our health instruction. Coach Felix, do you have anything that y'all are working on?
We're going over healthy relationships, what unhealthy relationships look like, and healthy relationships, and it'll cover bullying and cyberbullying and stuff like that. So that's a big chapter we're working on.
Mr. McCaslin, do you want to talk about some of the health and safety stuff as far as the school? Because we haven't had a meeting since January when we changed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we had the big, turned out to be a carbon monoxide leak, and for several days of looking into that situation, we found that it was the dryer in the gymnasium that was leaking. But as a result, so one, we got rid of the dryer. We purchased some carbon monoxide detectors. And in addition to that, we purchased some personal detectors. They're more immediate if they detect anything. So like the ones that you use in your home, they have to be setting at a certain level for like an hour before they'll go off. These go off instantly. And in addition, we've purchased different electric dryers to go back into the locker room. I don't know if they're there yet or not. It's kind of a long time, but and then that was the other thing. So right now Lewis is looking at some different cleaning supplies. Some of the Fabulosa and things that were being used are very, very fumey. This stuff is not, so they're trying that out to see if they like it or not.
As far as health services, in our last meeting we talked about the Project Adam designation, which is basically like we would have our own little emergency team here until EMS could get here. So we had voted to move forward with doing that. I have been working on that. I have a team together. So the next step is to have a quick little meeting with the people on that team, and then we have to host a drill. And then that all has to be uploaded to the Project Adam organization, and then they will grant us our designation as a heart safe school. So I will be contacting those people. There's 7 people, including myself, who are a part of that team, and we will get that done hopefully by the end of school, but things are going very quickly, so but that's my goal. And then I took a class to become a CPR instructor so that I can meet the requirements for our seniors and some of our junior high kids. I have completed that class. I have to do a teach back with a monitor to actually get my certification. So now I'm working with Huseman to see if our mannequins that we have here at the school are in compliance with what is required to do that. So another thing that I went to a workshop last week, and we had that lady come at the beginning of the year to talk about vaping and the presentation she did at the high school. So she was there again, and then Littlefield nurses sat with me, and they informed me that they had a fentanyl scare at their school, and that a kid actually was exposed and went unresponsive and everything there. They had to administer Narcan and all that. So there's now programs where you can get free Narcan for school. So on top of having EpiPens, I will also be looking into getting us some Narcan to keep on campuses. Because unless you have Narcan and you're exposed, your survival rate is pretty much nothing. So that's a huge push right now for public schools. So I'll be looking more into that and working with probably the clinic out of Littlefield to get prescriptions and stuff and orders for that. So we like to think it won't happen, but Littlefield's only 30 minutes away and it happened there. So I'd like us to be prepared, and that will be something else that our Project Adam team will be trained on how to administer if they ever need to. So, another thing with that is our AED pads on most of our AEDs are expired because they are back ordered and have been for a long time. The contractor that we use that keeps all that up to date is aware and knows that he needs to be bringing some as soon as he gets more in, but I have not seen him come by in a while. But I don't know if that will delay anything with that designation until our AEDs are actually current with their pads. I mean, it will still work, but technically it's not
So the he just came and changed out the pads, but the device itself needs to be changed.
The device is good, but he only had enough pads for a few of our AEDs. So the ones in the gym are out. The ones in the cafeteria, I think, are out. And it's only, like, I think they expired in February. So it's not like they're years.
So he needs to get new pads.
Yes. Okay. Anything as far as PE? I know you said the fitness gram is starting.
We'll be doing the fitness gram for junior high and high school when testing days, like kind of cycling through who's testing and who's not, and working that in for high school and junior high. And then, yeah.
Just field day stuff now until up until field days. So
okay.
All the kids are going outside.
Okay. Anything as far as counseling? All the things as far as counseling.
They have nothing. I'm like testing, and more testing. So we're just getting ready for that. And I think the kids are ready and well prepared. And this will be our first time to do the whole online with all the testing things. So, but we have practiced a lot, so we're ready.
Okay. Do you have anything on food services? Any changes in the cafeteria?
Well, Teresa wrote me this out let me read it to y'all. She just wants to know if she can get a head count for the students that are gone for breakfast, you know, because a lot of them are leaving for tennis or whatever they do. And they're taking the food down, and then 60 kids are gone, and we're throwing that food away. So she would like to see if they can get a head count the day before of the kids that won't be there for breakfast.
We have a trip sheet, and it says when they're leaving, so we could share the trip sheet with her, and she could see what activities will not be there, depending on, and it says the time, and those are done a couple days in advance.
And does it have the kids' names? That would be great.
Yeah, so we can share the trip sheet with her. That's probably the easiest.
Okay, that would be great.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Topic. We had the wellness bus on March 30th for staff. I think that all went well, some better than others. We won't talk about that. And then I received an email a little while back, and I ran it by Stacy, and we just said, I'm sorry, Ms. Ramage. And we said we would discuss it here, but it is through the basically the health department, and they service regions 1 and 2 and provide free dental exams for kids. So basically they'll come in and do a routine check for anyone who wants it. The parents just have to fill out a permission sheet, and then the school has to fill out, I think, 3 sheets just giving them permission to come on to campus and provide dental services to kids who otherwise don't have the funds to go to the dentist, or, you know, whatever the case may be. They'll do anything from fluoride treatments to dental sealants, and then they'll give them toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, like a little dental kit. So I don't know if they'll be able to do that this year, but for future, I think it would be a huge benefit to our kids. I see a ton who have broken and chipped teeth, cavities that, you know, they can't get to the dentist for whatever reason it is. And so if they could come here, I think that would be huge for our kids on all campuses. So anyway, I don't even know if they would be able to get to us this year with it already being so late, but I'll reach out to them and just, you know, get a little bit more info and see kind of how big of a heads up they need for us to get that scheduled, and kind of what their process is as far as coming in, and is it an all-day thing or a time frame, and get the slips for parents if we want to do that. Anything else? We have play days coming up May 16th and 17th. Is that right? Did I see that today?
That's correct.
So
the info will go home tomorrow with report cards.
Okay. Perfect. And then anything new with snack packs?
No. We're staying packed away.
Okay. You don't have enough people. We had some kids asking for some hours.
Just contact Teresa Perez. Okay. She usually schedules a lot of the high school kids come in and get hours, but if your kids need hours too, just email Teresa, and she can arrange that.
Is Does anybody else have anything to add? Questions, concerns? Okay. Thank y'all for coming. Like I said, this is the last one this year, so I'll reach back out to everyone next year and we'll go from there. Maybe have a bigger crowd next year. Okay, thank y'all.